All right, yesterday we started learning about what makes something hamaitzi, and more of those details we'll learn. Okay, but when somebody washes for bread, you have to make sure to try to make hamaitzi as soon as possible. Which means, it says, it shouldn't take longer than 22 amis, which is like 44 feet, or 40 feet. You should try to wash and make hamaitzi within the time it takes to walk 40 feet. Or it should at least try to be in the same room, if possible, at least see the room. If it took a little bit longer, it doesn't matter, as long as you didn't talk. Now, even talking, it's really not allowed things that are not pertaining to the meal. But let's say you washed, and you come to the table, and you realize there's no salt on the table. And you want a salt, you say, can please bring salt, or a knife, something pertaining to the meal, so then it's not considered a hefsek. Otherwise, it would be, one second. As long as you don't take a very long time or do different things. In other words, straight from washing, you shouldn't be doing other things. You should go straight to make hamaitzi. But what happens if you washed and you're waiting for the host or whatever to make hamaitzi and you hear somebody make a bracha? It happens. You're washing and somebody else makes on the tilis yadayim and you already washed. So the thing is, you're allowed to answer amen on all brachas. Amen, not Baruch Hu v'Shmei, but you can answer amen and things like that. What?
What about the same kiddush between, when you say kiddush and then washing, how much that time?
It also should be right away.
Just like within the same time?
It should be as soon as possible.
But it doesn't say actual thing.
It doesn't say. The Gemara says it has to be kiddush b'makom se'uda, but that only doesn't not only means in the place, but it has to be right away. But again, it depends if you're dealing with things pertaining to the meal, then it's still considered. I'll give you a simple example for that. Pesach, you make Kaddish, and then by the time you finally get to the matzah, it could be 2 hours later.
To what?
2 hours later.
To
the matzah. Now, normally a meal, like we learn, when Shagat, it has to be matzah. So why is it not considered a lack of Kiddush b'makim se'uda? So the Paskin write in Hilchos Pesach that because it's all about the meal. It's all about the Haggadah. It's all about Zechi Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's all this. It's not considered a separation. So therefore, somebody who comes to washing, when you wash, you should try to make hamaitzi as soon as possible. Even try to minimize. What?
You can say amen to the bracha of the minor.
You can say any amen, yeah.
And if the minor, if it's like your 4-year-old, it's not saying the bracha right?
No, then you'd love to have to answer anyway. That would be better not to answer after you washed. A bracha of a minor.
Before you said in a different shiur, you said if you washed for hamaitzi, you didn't yourself make hamaitzi yet. If you washed for hamaitzi, you said you can say amen on Netzilas Yadayim.
No, I said any bracha.
Any bracha?
So that's what it says in the book.
If you washed hamaitzi and you didn't eat yet, and someone washed Netzilas Yadayim, can you say bracha?
Al eze brach, avamoto lanis amen, al eze brach shu shemeya. I mean, you can answer amen in any brach.
But if you said hamitzi and you didn't eat the hamitzi.
Oh, that's different. Okay. That we're coming to in a minute. Between the hamitzi and eating, you cannot answer any amen. You cannot answer kaddish, kedusha, baruch, even the holy thing. You're not, between the brach and the eating, that you can't do anything.
Someone else said hamitzi. You said hamitzi. Someone else said hamitzi.
Not if you didn't make the yeah. You can't make a say amen between the bracha and the eating. Okay, next is like this. When you see nowadays, it doesn't apply. Well, it applied to Shabbos. See, in the times of the Gemara, they didn't have sliced bread. They had the rolls or whatever, and they would cut it. Then there's a lot of dinim in the cutting of. But nowadays. You're supposed to make a bracha, by the way, on the best part of the bread. To give you an example, halachically, like you have a slice of rye bread. So you have the crust, and then you have the middle. So halachically, the crust is the better baked part. It's better baked.
Some people only like
One minute. So it says in Halacha that you should make a bracha on the crust. Unless it says if you're an old person that can't, you know, they didn't have fake teeth in those days, that you don't have the ability, so then you're allowed to take from the middle. Or if you like the middle better, then you can make. But L'chadchila Halacha says you're supposed to make hametzi on the best part of the bread, which would really actually be the crust.
So what in Shabbat, they take a piece of it out?
No, there's another inyan in Halacha that says, in Halacha it says if you eat the end of a bread, which applies challah or anything, yeah? If you eat the end piece, it says in Halacha it's kosher l'shikcha. It makes you forget your learning.
Both sides.
Yeah. So that's what people do when they make a maizi, they cut off a little piece at the end. You don't eat that. And then they cut the regular piece to eat. But that's the reason why they cut it. The same thing would apply to following Shabbat. I mean,
that's not a hefsek? That's not considered?
No, it's all part of the cutting to get to the piece. A round challah also has a little bit of the end, yeah.
But only the challah you do this, but like
no, somebody has a roll. Hot dog bun, whatever. I mean, people don't do it, but officially.
For women, they say that it's not a plus to it.
Why? Because they never forget anyway.
They remember things that you cannot even imagine.
It depends what.
No, but are you supposed to slice the bread, or is it that you have to cut it in half?
That's what we said yesterday. There's an expression, in the Gemara, Betzias Hapas. The Gemara speaks about Betzias Hapas. Betzias Hapas is translated literally in English to mean breaking bread. Breaking, not cutting bread. It doesn't use the expression cutting bread. It says breaking bread. So properly, according to Halacha, you should know, and this is not only Shabbos, it's even during the week. If you have, I don't want to use this. If you have, let's say, a piece of bread. If this is your bread, yeah? The proper way of doing it, even Shabbos also, by the way, you cut. Okay, let's go back a little bit. If it's during the week, let's say. Forget Shabbos. During the week, this is your bread or roll, whatever. So l'chatchila, it's best to make a bracha on something complete, something whole. So it's better not to cut it and then make a bracha. It's better because it's more prominent when it's whole. But we don't want to make a bracha, a separation between the bracha and the eating, like we said. So what the Gemara discusses actually is when you start making this during the week, not Shabbos, when you start making a bracha, you start cutting you hold it in both hands. And then when you finish the bracha, you take the knife and you start cutting it down. And then before it breaks off with the knife, you actually break it off with your hand. That's where the expression of Betzias Hapas comes in, because that's the proper way Halacha says to do it. You cut all the way down, you know, almost to the end, and then you just break. That's where breaking bread comes.
Why not do the whole thing with your hand?
Huh?
One
is things called etiquette. Okay, so I'm just saying that's because of the expression Betzias Hapas. In Ashkenazi custom is that you use a knife, you cut it, and at the end.
It's only for proper etiquette. Is there any other reason besides that?
What, to use a knife? No. Some people don't like using a knife,
Bachal. So it's okay not to use a knife.
Right.
But that's probably, it's custom.
And also when you buy it, when you buy a pre-cut challah,
yeah.
When you buy a pre-cut roll, do you have to throw the first piece away?
The end piece you throw away.
A tiny piece,
you don't have to throw away a tiny piece. What?
Go ahead.
If you have a big table, you're allowed to kind of throw it to the other.
Oh, we're going
to
get there. You guys want the whole tour on one foot. I'm not Hillel. And you're not the convert.
Can you cut the both ends?
1 second. You're not allowed to throw bread. Halacha says you're not allowed to throw bread. Because it's pushing out nice. It's not respectful to throw food. Bread is the only thing, by the way, that you're not allowed to throw. Any other food that by throwing it won't become disgusting, that you're allowed to throw. For instance, an apple, a fruit, yeah? If I'm here and you say, okay, you know, give me, if you know how to catch, I can throw it to you and there's nothing wrong with it. Bread, you're not allowed to throw, even if it's another din of bread, by the way, in Shulchan Aruch. And people, I don't know, either they don't know it, they just don't keep it. When you cut bread, you don't hand it into somebody's hand. You put it down and they take it. It's also din Shulchan Aruch about bread. It's all part of the halachic etiquette of the meal.
What?
Why can't you hand it? Shulchan Aruch says, you don't hand it. Here. It's brought down. I think the reason, halacha says basically a lot of it has to do with the reason of etiquette, and somebody might will not want your hand touching the bread, or whatever. Huh? After COVID, they made the Shulchan Aruch.
But is it okay to cut the both ends and just use the whole thing?
Yeah.
Or you don't go like, then just do it from the beginning.
You could do whatever you want.
Another thing is when you why at night on Shabbat you have to do it this way and then in the morning you have to do it this way when you say bracha.
That's Kabbalistic, by the way. But they will get that in Hilchos Shabbos. With Friday night you put them next to each other, but a little bit on the Shabbos morning they're next to each other, one's a little bit on top. It's a whole issue in Halacha, because according to Halacha, you're supposed to cut the top bread. If I put two breads, yeah? So the top is more prominent than the bottom. So I'm supposed to cut it. But according to Kabbalah, you're supposed to cut the bottom. So what they do is, when you have the two chalas, like this, you put the bottom one closer to you, like this, at an angle a little bit. So then the bottom one is closer to you, then there's nothing wrong. Halachically, also cutting the bottom one. But that's already Kabbalistic with the...
So why is it this way then?
Eight till Z, that's the minhag. Okay, we're not learning Hilchos Shabbos now, but when it is Friday night, you put him eight.
But it's not high, this one is not, I mean, like on top of Mishabbos.
Yeah, but I'm saying, in one of them times, you Shabbos morning, you put it a little bit on top.
Shabbos morning is this way.
Machachin is the way, Samar, Machabeva, Mayakin, Shivla, Gautate, Machananan, Kashim, and other people.